I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. This is everything you need to know in the four-state area about selling, buying, from mortgages to deeds to home inspections. Call Jay and his team.
Yeah, we try to answer any questions people have that's real estate related, whether it's a house, whether it's land. Like you said, a little bit of everything. No question is dumb. And, you know, if anyone listening has questions, you can submit your question also directly on WFRE's website, or you can email Tom directly as well. And, you know, he'll talk about your question on air and we'll answer the question and hopefully answer anything that you need help with.
And I can also vouch that this will be a no pressure situation. If you don't want to give your email address or phone number, Jay and his team don't want the headache either.
No. And it's funny because with these questions for the podcast, that's why we don't say, hey, email me, because I don't want people to think they're going to get into our database. They can email you, Tom.
Sure. Email me. Absolutely. You don't have to worry about these guys. They're not going to harass you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I never ask Tom for anybody's email address to send him questions. It doesn't matter. If someone wants to actually talk to us, you can call us at 866-702-9038. Or the number that Tom gives. You know, we have a multitude of numbers, but if you want to be anonymous, just submit the question through WFRE.com or shoot Tom an email, and we'll be happy to answer the question.
So, Jay, let's say that I had sold real estate in the past, or let's just say I'm a college student, and I'm thinking, man, this sounds so good. I would love to go to work for Jay Day and the Day Home Team. They're a fun company. They support all these local charities. They come to all these music festivals, barbecue festivals. I'd like to work with these guys. What is the qualification? Who are you looking for? What kind of criteria do you need?
Well, it's great that you asked that, because right now we don't have any openings for new agents. Well, people that aren't licensed yet. So if you're in college and you're thinking about it right now, unfortunately, we don't have any openings. However, if you're listening to this and you're a licensed agent and you're licensed either in Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, or Virginia, or any of those, we do have openings. We have a ton of people that are calling in and looking for agents to help them with buying and selling real estate. And our team is actively looking and interviewing and hiring agents. You know, if you've been out there as a solo agent, or maybe you were on a team and you weren't happy with where you were, what we're hearing from a lot of people is, they're either solo or they're on a team and they're not getting any business. The only business they're closing is the business that they bring to the table. Well, I'll tell you, as you know, with all the marketing and stuff we do, we get tons of leads. We have tons of people that are calling in and asking, can you help me sell my house? Can you help me find a house? Can you help me sell land? Can you help me find land? So what we're looking for are people who are already licensed. And again, you don't need to be licensed in all four states. Being licensed in one is good, because we have enough business in all these states that we can help you out. If you are listening to this and you hear you are licensed and want to chat with us, Christina is our sales manager. All you need to do is shoot her an email, and it's Christina, Christina, at dayhometeam.com. And she'll be happy to set up a time to chat with you and see if it makes sense.
If you're scared of these guys, email me, tom@wfre.com. If you don't want to get into their database, then you can just email me and I will be the middleman in this.
Yeah. I mean, the big thing is, real estate can be a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work too. And that's what we tell people. Once we have clients, we're at their beck and call. You talk about it all the time, Tom, with, holidays, evenings. You even hear it in some of our success stories, like John over in West Virginia. I was negotiating his contract at 9 plus p.m. on New Year's Eve.
So you could possibly be on call 24/7. If you're a good agent and you're out there to work, you're on call 24/7. Your schedule is no longer yours.
Yeah, because realistically, when people decide that they're going to hire us, we need to be there to help them. And like right now, we look at a market where there's low inventory. If you skip a day, you could end up missing a house for your client. So we don't have time to, not take care of that. However, there is another advantage by being on a team. When you do have a true vacation, for example, with me, I own the team. My vacations are very limited because I'm responsible for everything. However, if we have an agent on the team who's going to go away and they need someone to cover them while they're away, that's what the team steps in and takes care of. So you're not completely out of it. But again, you know, we have a ton of people, you know, all the listeners here, all of our clients over the past couple of years, we have thousands of people in our system that are actively looking to buy and sell homes. And again, we're just looking for some good quality agents who don't mind working hard and taking care of clients and putting their needs first.
Right now, you're looking for licensed real estate agents. It doesn't matter what state we're talking about, any of the four states, correct?
Correct. And if you're only licensed in one and you want to get licensed in more, we can walk you through that process. We can set you up. The other thing too is, say you were a solo agent and you want to sell houses, you've got your license, but you don't have the money to advertise to better serve your client to get their home sold. This is sort of a win-win because, you know, as our team, we handle all of that for you. So your expenses drop dramatically when you're on a team because, you know, the team should carry all of that. And the other big thing, like I said, a lot of people that don't make it in real estate, they don't make it because they don't have a way to get the business. Or let's say that I'm a solo agent, Tom, and, you know, I've sold five houses. Let's just make a scenario and, you know, you're my uncle and you feel a little guilty. You've got a house to sell and you're thinking, you know, I should probably use my nephew, Jay.
Thanksgiving's ruined if you do that. That is over. That is the end of that family relationship.
Yeah. And then you realize, well, man, I hired Jay, you know, my nephew, and he's not even marketing my house because, and then you can't get mad because if he's only sold three, four houses, he doesn't have any money.
I understand. Look, I know people in this situation right now. And I say, this is why you call Jay Day of Jay Day and the Day Home Team. Jay, let me ask you, this license you're talking about, can this be achieved through a college course? Can this be achieved online? How does one go about being licensed?
Well, there's some college, you can take it through a college course. You can take it online or you can take it at a real estate school. So it's not a it's not an impossible thing to happen. When I took mine at a brokerage and just sat through a class. I powered through it. It was 10 or 12 days of class. It was horrendous. But, you know, I wanted to get licensed. I did what I needed to do. You pass that. Then you go and you pass the state exam and the national exam. And then you're good to go. And, you know, then obviously, you know, and this is why we're looking for people that are already licensed, because that process, if you do it online or do it in classes, most people will take 2 months to get it. We're looking for people that actually already have the license, have maybe been in the business for a while. And the only training that we need to do is training them on how the Day Home Team handles things and how we work with our clients. Because you've said it before, we're low pressure. We don't believe in that used car salesperson thing of, you know, let's do it now. If you don't do it, you're going to lose. And you know it personally. I mean, we're so low pressure, it's not even funny. I mean, you know, if it doesn't make sense, we're not going to push anyone to do anything at all.
Let me see if I can winnow this down for you a little bit. And this is a layperson asking questions. Do you have to be bonded? Do you have to pass a security clearance to get a license in Maryland?
In Maryland, no. In West Virginia, you do have to have a bond. It's the only state that you have to have it. Now, fingerprinting and background checks, not in Maryland, which is sort of creepy, but in Virginia, Pennsylvania,
really,
and West Virginia, you do get background checked and you get fingerprinted to make sure that you have nothing crazy in your past.
Do you get drug tested to be licensed?
No. No drug testing.
In all four states, as far as you know?
As far as I know. And no, I'm not aware of any drug testing.
And so right now, if you're licensed and you're not happy with your situation, you can join the Day Home Team?
It's a possibility. I mean, we're always looking for good people. And, you know, Christina has been doing a lot of interviews because, I mean, to be candid, we don't you know, offer it to everybody because we need to make sure we have the right fit. We need to make sure we're bringing people in that are going to be client-centric and can take care of our clients and put their priorities first. But it's worth a conversation. And just so you know, again, if you're listening, this is totally confidential. You know, we've talked with a lot of different people that are with a lot of different brokerages or on different teams. We don't put any of that information out there. So if you're considering making a career change or you're hearing our commercials all the time and you're wondering, hey, can I be part of this? Now is an opportunity. Again, you can email Tom or you can email Christina, which is Christina@dayhometeam.com, christina@dayhometeam.com, and set up your private confidential consultation to chat and see if it even makes sense. Conversations never cost anything and don't hurt anybody.
And if you're community-oriented, it's a good idea. Now, I know that this is not a requirement, but Jay and his team do a lot of things in the community. They are with us throughout every fundraiser, us and our sister station, WFMD. So if this gives you satisfaction, then you can be a top-of-the-line real estate agent and a member of the community.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge part. And it's funny because even our staff, we never make anything mandatory, but the majority of the team does try to come out to most of the events.
Yeah, they are. They're there. It's a, you know? It's a ball, yes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and people enjoy it. And like I said, I mean, we even had, you remember, not this past year, but the year before, Christmas Cash for Kids, we even had our IT people out there helping with the Christmas Cash for Kids when Travis came and helped. You know, he brought the trailer to get the stuff from
Toys
R Us to the station.
Yeah, we needed some help. And so then just like a light on their feet real estate agent that knows how to work in a fluid situation, boom, he showed up with a trailer. So we could haul toys for the kids.
Exactly, exactly.
So you can call Jay Day and the Day Home Team. What about a kid in school? What are the college courses that they might take? Would it just be business, be a business major?
No, there's real estate. It's set real estate classes. We actually have someone who's with us right now who's a newer person that's going through the courses as we speak. It's just, you know, the real estate classes that are required by the state, you can take those. Again, though, you know, right now we have no openings for new agents or for people that aren't licensed. We're looking for licensees only. And like I said, if you've been thinking about making that move, again, it never hurts to have a quick conversation with Christina to see if something makes sense.
No, you're part of the Day Home Team and you're part of the WFRE team. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Hey, do we have a Home of the Week?
Of course we have a Home of the Week.
Okay.
Well, I can't say of course because, you know, I like to throw you off every once in a while.
What do we have?
This house is 6513 Putman Road in Thurmont. Talk about a beauty. This house is $750,000, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, over 6,000 square feet. The house is, you know, lots of acreage, has an in-law suite, main level master. I said it just has everything you could possibly look for. Two-story ceilings, cathedral ceilings, 9-foot ceilings, finished basement, beautiful mountain views. It's got a little bit of everything for anybody. So if you want to see more information on this home, go to WFRE.com. And click on Jay Day's Real Estate Podcast, and you'll be able to see. Actually, for this one, I forgot, Tom. Go to WFRE.com, go to the Real Estate Podcast, and on this one, we have a 3D tour.
Oh, cool.
So you can click, and I think I showed you a sample of what it looked like.
Yes.
You can actually walk through the house from your computer, or if you're super techie and you have those virtual reality goggles for your phone, you can do it on your phone, put the goggles on, and you can literally walk through this entire house to see what it looks like.
Everything's changing so quick. Yeah. That's amazing.
So even if you're listening to this and you're a seller who's been thinking about selling a house and you want to get an idea of what our marketing is like, take a look at this because this shows you how cutting edge what we do for our clients and for our WFRE listeners.
What about drones in the sky? Have you done that yet?
Well, it's funny you ask that because we have, and we actually have one being shot this week. Another listener from WFRE over in Hedgesville.
Nice.
They have a great house on the Potomac, and we've got the drones going out there shooting that.
That's great. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Thank you so much for listening to our weekly real estate podcast. Tell your friends all about it.